Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, is urging persons to plan properly as they head into the festive season in December. She said Christmas is usually the season where there is a lot of gathering and socializing, but it is important that people do so in a safe way.
We're heading into Christmas. Yes. It's a very festive season. It's the season where we love to gather and socialize and mix and mingle. And I really want to encourage Vincentians not to drop their guard, not to look at what's happening in country and say, well, you know, everything is fine. We're outside. You know, yes. It's really not that time if we really want to try to enjoy safely. I want to remind persons that as they move to do their shopping and to do their mingling and so forth, to wear their face masks, keep their distance, avoid crowded spaces, sanitize your hand or have your sanitizer on lock. Especially with our children as well, you want to try to keep them out of these crowds and these different places that we may try to go. It's early in November. I know some people are not thinking about it, but as a public health profession, I'm definitely looking into that for December. So I really want to take this opportunity now to ask you to think and to plan properly as we head into December.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Jamaicans 50 years and older are now able to access the first and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine that is currently in the country. The ministry said it is also continuing to administer the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines to people 18 years and older. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 24,710. Internationally, the World Health Organization says coronavirus deaths in Europe rose by 5% in the last week, making it the only region in the world where COVID-19 mortality increased. The UN Health Agency said confirmed cases jumped 6% globally, driven by increases in the Americas, Europe, and Asia. Meanwhile, data from NHS Digital suggests that there has been a substantial rise in the number of obese children in England during the pandemic. In 2019 to 2020, 10% of children were obese at the start of primary school, but in 2020 to 2021, the figure was more than 14%. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.